Hu Xiaowei of Prince Group arrested in Tokyo over 15B scam. Hu Xiaowei, also known as Hu Shi, has been arrested in Tokyo in connection with the Prince Group network behind one of the largest Bitcoin fraud cases on record, according to a report from crypto journalist outlet Wu Blockchain. The figure cited in the case is roughly $15 billion, tied to industrial-scale investment scams run out of Southeast Asia. The arrest lands while the broader market sits in caution. Bitcoin traded near $64,072 as of June 22, 2026, down about 0.1% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 22 in fear territory. Against that backdrop, a reminder of how much retail money has flowed into fraud rather than legitimate platforms carries weight. A network already at the center of a record case. Prince Group is the conglomerate at the heart of a sprawling cross-border fraud investigation. Prosecutors have linked it to compounds that ran pig-butchering scams, the slow-build romance and investment cons that coax victims into fake crypto trading platforms before draining their deposits. The case became notable for its sheer scale. The roughly $15 billion in Bitcoin associated with it ranks among the largest sums ever connected to a single crypto fraud matter. The Tokyo arrest of Hu Xiaowei adds a fresh thread to that story. Per Wu Blockchain, he is described as a key figure linked to the network. Reporting on the exact charges and his precise role is still developing, and the single-source nature of the initial report means specifics may shift as authorities confirm details. The direction is clear enough. Enforcement is reaching individuals beyond the original headline defendants. And it is doing so across borders, with Japan now part of the map alongside the Cambodia-based operations at the core of the case. The machinery behind the headline number. Numbers like $15 billion are hard to picture until you break down the pipeline that produces them. These operations are not lone hackers. They are staffed compounds, often relying on trafficked labor, that run scripts at scale across messaging apps and dating platforms. The con moves money in stages. A victim is befriended, shown fake portfolio gains on a convincing dashboard, encouraged to deposit more, then blocked when they try to withdraw. The crypto leg of the scheme matters because it is fast and final. Once a victim sends funds to a wallet, the scammers control. There is no chargeback and no issuing bank to claw the money back. That is the inverse of how a disputed card payment works, and it is exactly why fraud rings prefer crypto rails for the final hop. The same property that makes spending from your own wallet powerful irreversibility becomes the trap when the counterparty is a criminal. Lessons for everyday crypto holders. Most people reading this will never be charged in a case like Prince Group's. The risk that actually touches ordinary users is being on the other side of it, the deposit that never comes back. A few patterns separate legitimate platforms from the dashboards these networks build. A real platform does not require you to recruit friends to unlock withdrawals. It does not pair a mentor from a chat app with a trading site you had never heard of a week earlier. And it does not show smooth, always-up portfolio growth, because real markets, as the current fear reading shows, do not move in a straight line. For funds you are not actively trading, custody design is the practical defense. Holding assets where you control the keys removes the single point of failure that scams and insolvent custodians share. Someone else deciding whether you get your money? The trade-off is responsibility, since self-custody means you carry the burden of key safety, but it cuts out the counterparty entirely.